Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody. Susie Orman here, and you are listening to the Women in Money podcast. Now, this is not your ordinary money podcast, for there is nothing that I do that is ordinary. So if you want to be the powerful woman that you were born to be in every aspect of your life, then you have come to the right place.
We are strong. We are wise. We will not apologize. We are here. We will thrive. Together we will rise. With a little bit of faith and everything it takes. We are strong. We are wise. Together.
Today is April 21st, 2019. If you're listening to this for the first time, just so in case in the future it's when you're listening to this podcast, you know that this was recorded for Easter in the year 2019. And Easter is an interesting time. And it's really an interesting time here on the island where I live because people really love to celebrate Easter. And I really think that this year I have lost my mind because if you know me at all, you know I don't like all this stuff around me. I don't like wasting money on little costumes and little cute things like that. I just think it's a total waste of money, which is why on the Susie Orman Show, when I had it, you never saw that you could buy cups and you could buy t-shirts and you could buy all this stuff that you really didn't need. You all wanted it. You would write in all the time to the show and say, Susie, why don't you offer this? Why don't you offer that? Everybody else does. And it's because Susie Orman did not want you to waste money. But now I digress. Let me go back to Easter. So for this Easter, my sister-in-law and both my sister-in-laws and their husbands are coming, and my nieces. And my one niece, Katie, happens to have a little baby who is now 1 year and 1 month old now, almost 2 months old. Can you believe that when you're little like that, you're counting by the months? Remember, you were five and a half, six. Anyway, and on the island, they have an Easter Day parade where everybody decorates their little golf carts, because there are no cars on the island. And I always, in years past, would look at that and go, I wonder how much that cost them. Like, really? Okay. But I tried to enjoy myself. But when you're Susie Orman, sometimes it's just hard to enjoy yourself when you see people wasting money, no matter how wealthy they are or they are not. And now it's this year. And Susie Orman finds herself purchasing a bunny rabbit outfit that the daddy's going to wear, little bunny hats for all the men to wear that are going to be on this cart that we're going to decorate, a little bunny outfit for Tommy J, that is, you know, the little baby's name, and we're participating. And I can't believe it. Oh my God. And want to hear what's also crazy about it? Is that I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Something's happening to me, everybody. I don't know what it is. But that's not the point of this week's podcast. I just wanted to tell you that story. All right, let's get to the point. And the point is, are you a rabbit? Are you a rabbit? And what do I mean by that? I will tell you. It was years and years and years ago. And one of the things that I did on the side, besides being the financial person that you know me to be, is I was a producer of shows, and I would put on big shows. For 5,000 people, for 10,000 people, I would bring in Betty Buckley and Mandy Patinkin and all these people and have an orchestra in the middle of the lake, and all these people would come and it would be my production. And this one year, I was putting on a show for a woman who in India is considered a living saint. And 5,000 people approximately were going to be there. And I'm thinking, what can I do different this year than I've done all the other years that I did this show? And I come up with this idea of, I know, I'm going to get a Siberian tiger. A Siberian tiger. And this one that I did get, by the way, weighed about 600 pounds. And I'm going to get a Siberian tiger that is trained. And while all these people are sitting in this massive hall, this tiger with its trainer will walk down the middle aisle. And it will walk up to the chair where this woman is sitting. And it will perform these majestic tricks. And then it will leave. And everybody will just be, oh my God, that was fabulous. So I did that. I found a tiger and a trainer. I brought them to New York where this show was. And now the people are sitting there. And I'm sitting in the front because I'm watching this happen. And the tiger and the trainer walk down the aisle. And just like I had imagined, everybody's going, oh, wow, look how beautiful that tiger is. And the tiger is brought and now is sitting right in front of this woman. And before the tiger starts to do its tricks, it's sitting there and everybody is watching. The woman looks at somebody and motions for them to bring her this little stuffed animal, this little rabbit. And she was going to offer it to the tiger as a gift. And so she is brought this little rabbit and gives it to the tiger. And now the tiger has this stuffed rabbit in its mouth. And now it is drooling. And now it is having an instinct. Its killer instinct is starting to come out. And you can see the trainer who's holding this tiger with these chains. You can see the trainer, his arms, his like blood vessels are like busting, you know, when those blue veins come up or whatever they are. His arms, you can see he's holding this tiger with all of his might. And he looks over at me and he says to me, he says, get that rabbit out of the tiger's mouth. And I'm like, me? You're talking to me? How do you expect me to get that tiger's mouth open and get the rabbit out? And I'm like, what are you kidding me? But before I know it, I walk up, I grab the rabbit and it's out of the tiger's mouth. Okay. And everybody's watching this and I'm like going, is it going wrong? And the tiger immediately starts to calm down. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to start this over again. The tiger sits down. Everybody's calm. The woman is laughing as if she knew that was what was going to happen. Of course she did, most likely. And now the trainer is trying to get the tiger to do tricks. And the tiger cannot remember one trick. All the tiger is doing is looking over at me because I have the rabbit still in my hands. And even though I now hide the rabbit, the tiger is just totally focused on that rabbit, totally distracted, forgets all of its tricks. And the woman says, leave, to the trainer and the tiger. All right, they leave. The program goes on. The other things went according to plan, except for that. But the woman, before she left, she asked for a microphone. And then she proceeded to give this talk. And this talk was about the tiger And how is it possible that this mighty, powerful tiger got distracted by a stuffed rabbit? How is that possible? And the tiger forgot everything that it had learned. And then she asked all of us to think about that. And then she gets up from her seat and she starts to walk down the middle aisle. And I now am in the back of the hall waiting for her, thinking I would escort her out. And she comes right up to me, right up to my face. And she says, looking at me, "Rabbit," and then walks away. I'm like, did she just call me a rabbit? What does that mean? Why did she call me a rabbit? And now my mind is going everywhere. And I realized after thinking about this, what she was saying to me is, Susie, in what way are you a rabbit? In what way do you distract others from doing that which you know they should do? And in what way do others distract you? In what way are others rabbits in your life? And I started to look around and I started to think about my own actions. I started to think about all these things and I realized, oh my God, it's true. I started to do something and then I get distracted, or I see somebody else doing something and I distract them. So I am telling you this story because you are a powerful woman. You know what you should be doing. You know the tricks of your trade. Yet you let others be a rabbit in your life. You let your children at times be rabbits in your life. You let your spouse at times be rabbits in your life. You let your job, you let all kinds of things be a rabbit in your life, and you get distracted from the goal. You get distracted from being the strong, smart, and secure women that you want to be. I know you do, because I did. We decide things such as, all right, forget about money for a second. We're going to lose 20 pounds. And we really start hard. We're exercising every day. We're watching what we're eating. We're probably on the keto diet. We're probably who knows what. And we're really focused. And then we go over to somebody's house for dinner. Or we go out to a restaurant to eat. And then we get distracted because the rabbits of dessert, the rabbits of the bread on the table with the butter, the rabbits of the drinks that are offered, all these things that we have been staying away from are now in front of us, and we get distracted from our goal. And before you know it, you're eating dessert, you're eating bread, you're eating potatoes, you're eating all these things, and now you've gained back all the weight that you just spent 2 weeks losing. The same is true with money. You stay focused. You're putting $100 a month away. You're going to fund your Roth IRA. You're going to invest. You're going to get out of credit card debt. You're going to do your must-have documents. You're going to pay down your student loan. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do that. You're going to do this. And you get distracted. And then you stop doing it all. So on this Sunday, it would be great if we could all take a vow to ourselves that we are no longer going to be a rabbit in anybody else's life. And if a rabbit happens to come in front of us, we're going to shoo it away, because we don't have time to be distracted. We don't have time not to march forward towards our goal. So while I'm at the Easter Day parade, looking at all these stuffed rabbits, including the ones that I myself purchased for my own family so they can participate, I'm going to have to seriously contemplate, was that a smart thing to do or was it not? All right, only time will tell. But here's what else time will tell. Want to be part of the Women in Money podcast? I want you to be, because remember, on Thursdays, we do Ask Susie Anything. And you know, I answer a lot of your emails. I'm sure you're out there and you're thinking, sure you do, Susie. Sure you do. Well, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do it, but I have answered almost 100% of every single email that has come in over the past 2 months. You know it, and I know it. Sometimes I don't, but I almost always do. Not that I'm promising you I'm going to continue to do so, but you just never know. So why not send in your question? And again, can you make it short? I don't need to read your entire life's history to AskSusiePodcast@gmail.com. And if you want, you can also call in and leave it at 1-877-545-7893. And of course, 7893 spells Susie. And as I ask you to do for me every single week, can you just go to Apple Podcast, scroll down when you're on my podcast here to the very bottom and give the podcast a star rating? Can you do that for me? The more stars we get or the more reviews we get, you have to be honest. If you don't like it, you should say so. The more people know about it, and the more people that know about it, the more lives we can change. Especially for the women out there and the men smart enough to listen.
We are strong, we are wise, we will not apologize. We are here, we will thrive. Together we will rise with a little bit of faith and everything it takes. We are strong, we are wise. Together we will rise.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.